listening to, read, listen, and write the information.
Hello, everyone. My name is Benjamin Oakley. It's great to be here on this lovely day. As you all know, my job is sweet and deliciously great. Making and selling chocolate every day. How cool is that? And these sculptures here are edible, and everybody will be allowed to come and get a bit. And next to the stage on the left, we have set up a workshop so we can try making some chocolate of different types right here. I'll show you how to use some machinery, molds, and some other stuff. But first, a bit about me. I come from a traditional family, and my parents were, like, unwilling to give me their consent to become a chocolate maker. And I was always getting into arguments with them because chocolate confectionery was what I wanted to do. They were always saying that a stable job in a bank or at an infirmary would make my life easier. And then, by common consent, I worked very hard at uni to show them that I would do anything to develop this liking for chocolate into a career. So I completed all the accountancy courses in the program, and even took some additional medicine courses after graduation. And then, once I thought I had proved my wish right, everything turned out tough. I had to do lots of research traveling. I needed to know everything about chocolate. And this was one of the times one would describe as hopeless. Yeah, nothing was going my way. I got a bit sad and disappointed because I was learning a lot, but getting no money results. But there was this woman who helped me seize my dream again. She taught me the process that would make this clear. I learned from her that the most important and complicated process was growing cocoa beans with a high quality and taste and aroma. Nothing is straightforward, as you have to do each step and cover every single detail thoroughly. And there is far more in growing cocoa beans. Anyone wishing to grow cocoa beans must put a huge invest on climate and weather control. If this is not taken care of seriously, blight may appear due to drastic changes and, as a consequence, kill the plant. On the other hand, when these changes are controlled correctly, beans of different taste and aroma variations can be gotten, which is a great advantage as one could offer different quality of chocolate every year, all of it of high quality, of course. And that's not all. There are other two vital processes in this chocolate confectionery world, making the chocolate go into a liquid state and cooling it down afterwards, the melting being the most difficult one. Now, the tasting. Everybody believes that it is a simple activity as it first meets the eye, but it isn't like that at all. There is far more than smelling and chewing. First, I make sure my palate is clean. Sometimes, I even eat some bread to wipe out all flavors from food I had eaten before. Then, I take a large piece and crack it in the middle. If the piece is small, it won't let me discern how the flavor evolves. Oh, almost forgot. You can tell the chocolate is good just when you hear a kind of strong or well-defined crack sound when you break it into parts. Whatever happens during the tasting, don't forget to note it down. This habit may eventually drive you to get a whole brand new recipe or application. You will see that sooner or later you'll be able to write it up and share with the world. That's what's happened to me. Not all my experiments have fared with the market, though. And I'm still trying to find that special mix that will get me setting up a new trend for chocolate confectionery. And I never let a chance slip, you know. The sky's the limit and, well, you never know. Anyway, do you fancy getting hands-on? Please read the manuals that were handed out and start gathering on this side of the